I'm really into Roy Orbison at the moment and Francois Hardy.
How did you find out about these guys?
I've just moved into a new house in Thornbury, which is my cousin's house. I've just been here for a few weeks, and he's a massive record collector. He's got like about 5,000 records and stuff. So I've just been kind of being a nerd basically and going through all his like classic records. I'm pretty avid nerd myself. Like I'm looking for as much stuff as I can all the time. Yeah, I just love Roy Orbison at the moment. I've been going through a lot of Roy Orbison DVDs and I've got this Francois Hardy Vogues, like a double CD Vogues thing. And it's totally awesome. It's amazing.
How long does it normally take you to get into an artist upon first hearing their record?
I don't know really. It changes a lot. I'm not really big. I can't get into stuff if people play it to me. If they recommend it to me, it's a bit of a turn-off. I can't really get into it. I need to find it on some level. You know, like, just have a little taste and then hear it again, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if someone plays something to me and asks me what I think of it, I can't tell them at all. I've got no idea.
Because you want to have that special moment where it's your first time?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, totally. And you just want to, you know, have your own, you know, create your own little vibe with it, you know, your own relationship. And yeah, I guess that's pretty standard.
Have you found that the internet helps in discovery of new music?
Yes and no. Like like with MySpace and all that kind of stuff, it makes it very kind of too easy and very superficial. Like if I want to find out about an artist, you know, you just do a Google search, you find it and you listen to it instantly. It's a lot different than being, going around to someone's house and they've got like the artifact, they've got the record or the CD, and you're flipping through the booklet and then they tell you how this person stayed up for the last for 3 months and did nothing but this album and you get their excitement. It's a pretty different thing. I think I prefer like the old school thing of going to someone's house and, you know, even though I just contradicted myself by saying I don't like people playing stuff to me, I like to talk to people about stuff, you know, and to, I don't know, like it's like the, you know, like the mythology of, you know, of having the record and stuff as well. Like the internet, I just kind of like, it just kind of desensitizes me a bit to music.
You find that the MySpace thing also doesn't really focus on albums or concepts like that. It's more of a flashy track and whatever you can appeal to someone straight up.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And like, I don't know what kind of indication you could really get off it. Like if Bob Dylan was on MySpace, you know, and you listen to one of his tracks, like what does that equal really? Like,
yeah.
You know, like do you understand Bob Dylan's back catalogue or something? Like, I mean, it's pretty hard to get your head around like an artist's, you know, where they're coming from just from one track.